Indeed, Mr. Tsiliopoulos, I'm a mother of two adolescent children while working for years in the petrochemical industry as a chemical engineer and lately involved also in politics as a parliamentary candidate. So I have seen myself all the difficulties of working in a hard, demanding and very competitive working environment while trying to keep a happy family and mostly raising these two kids. But it's not only my personal experience. I'm afraid that numbers prove much more in Greece, and the statistics show that even though Greek women study at universities at higher rates than men, and even though they are distinguished in their studies, afterwards they have serious difficulties to enter the workforce. I mean, women's employment is half comparing to men, while unemployment is double. And even when they enter the workforce, later on, one cannot find women in high careers, in decision-making positions, or in politics, which means that the difficulties they face are such that are keeping them back, and the so-called glass ceiling doesn't let them find a way to top careers, not in private, nor in public or governmental sector, I'm afraid.
Of course, this is one aspect, the fact that women don't seem to be able to rise as fast and as far as men. What are the other main problems, though, facing women that want to do both pursue a career and take care of their home and children?
Well, I would distinguish two categories of difficulties. I would say the first are the cultural difficulties. Those difficulties suggesting that women with children may not be as productive and efficient as men are, or that the motherhood leave is so decisive for keeping them back and stigmatize, let me say, them as second-class professionals. I would say that to me it seems that this is a very narrow-minded excuse for the employers to characterize a career of 30, 35 years by those 4 to 6 months of absence because of a birth. And secondly, there are the practical difficulties, of course, those difficulties having to do with infrastructure. I mean, public kindergartens are not always available or are not easily accessible, or even they may not respond to mothers' working hours. And on the other hand, of course, we know private kindergartens cost a lot. And some steps have been taken in Greece, but a lot more have to be done in order to facilitate young working mothers. And also referring to those practical difficulties, I would say that nowadays that there is an open discussion here in Greece on early retirement and early women's retirement, I would say that we should rather emphasize on the years when children are young, trying to facilitate mothers during those most difficult and critical years, rather than when children are already grown up and the mother is already in close to retirement. I think this is more critical.
I'm sure you're right, and this touches on what something else I want to ask you, because you are a mother of two adolescent children, as you said. How is it for a mother to miss part or all of the formative years of a child's growth while pursuing a career on a more human level?
Yes, indeed, Mr. Tsiliopoulos, you're right. This is the hardest part of all. But let me say that as hard it is for a mother, the same it is, I think, for a young father to miss perhaps the first steps of the kid or the first word and many others. This is unfortunately the price we are called to pay. I would certainly say that the ideal would be to spend all the 24 hours with the children. But as society changes nowadays, prototypes also change. So children of the 21st century may lose something in this part, but I believe that long term they may gain by feeling proud of a successful mother in science, in business, in politics. And of course, I believe that it is in society's hand, but mostly in every mother and father's hand, to find the golden rule in giving time to career and family in equilibrium.